Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. You're going to be glad that you hung out because we got some important stuff going on here, folks. This is April is Earth Month. Earth Month. This is the you know, Earth really should have a whole year, right? But we're giving it a month at a time. And sometime next week, maybe Malcolm will know. I've forgotten what today. One day next week is Earth Day, but this is Earth Month, and you know what that means. That means this is the month that we really focus on doing things that are eco-friendly, things that are a little more compatible with the environment, something that's a little greener than maybe than we ordinarily would do, and to get us on the right path to being a little greener. Malcolm Rands, R-A-N-D-S, is with us. Malcolm is the founder of New Zealand's Eco Store. That's right, he's a Kiwi. And he's not in New Zealand today. He's here in the United States, and he's here to talk to us about how to be a little more eco-friendly. Malcolm, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great talking to you.
It's good to talk to you. Now, tell the audience, in case they don't know, why I called you a Kiwi.
A Kiwi is what they call New Zealanders, and it's our national bird. It's a funny bird. It's flightless because, believe it or not, New Zealand was the land of the birds. There's no mammals, and so we had all these amazing flightless birds.
Including the big one, the moa moa. What do you call a moa moa?
You're right. Yeah. They were enormous.
Eight feet tall or something like that.
That's right. Completely fearless because they weren't used to mammals. So unfortunately, when the first humans came to the to New Zealand, you could just walk straight up to them and sort of knock them on the head and say, "Wow, what a great big drumstick!"
Yeah.
So they didn't actually survive, unfortunately.
But they were the top predator in those days, though, weren't they?
That's right. Yeah, and we had the world's biggest eagle, which used to attack them, which had the claws bigger than a lion's mouth. Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing giant birds in New Zealand. Yeah.
So now, how are the Kiwis doing these days? How are the birds, the actual birds, doing in New Zealand these days?
Oh, we are protecting them. Unfortunately, we've had a lot of, you know, like things like rats and cats and dogs and stoats and things
right
to attack them. But we are looking after them the best we can, and they are thriving again, yes.
Good.
In our eco village, where I come from, we actually have Kiwi at our back door at night. You can hear them calling out.
All right. Well, I'm glad to get that Kiwi report. I've been worried about the Kiwis, Malcolm.
I'm
glad to hear about that. Now, several years ago, you and your wife and a few other people got really concerned about the environment, and you started doing something about it, didn't you?
That's right. We set up New Zealand's first eco village 25 years ago, and how that relates to Eco Store is, as a group, we thought, let's challenge ourselves to do something, and we had 150 acres. And our back boundary was like a national park. And so the water coming onto our property was probably as pure as any on the planet. And we said, let's challenge ourselves. Let's see if we can get the water leaving our property just as pure as it's coming in.
Wow.
And I thought we thought we were pretty hot, I must admit, because we're all organic gardeners. And we thought,
and
we thought this is easy.
And you're going to live forever and that sort of thing.
And we thought we'd show the local farmers up and that. And we did do pretty well with land, but seeing we're looking after all the water, suddenly we had to think, well, what about the water coming out of our houses? And so we started thinking, well, what's actually in that dishwashing liquid and laundry liquid? What's actually in that shampoo? What's in those pet products? And when we had a look and analysed what was happening, we were just outraged. Suddenly we found out the chemicals that we had inside our homes were much worse than the chemicals we've been campaigning against on our garden.
Wow.
And
so you said, eco man, heal yourself.
Exactly right. And so we started looking up things that were for my family and my friends. And then 15, 16 years ago when I started Eco Store, I thought, well, let's share that with the world. And that's where the journey really started.
Well, so your drive, your philosophy, your goal is to help people choose better products. I guess what you're saying is you've got choices in the marketplace. There are if you by educating yourself just a little bit, you can look at the shelves and pick out the products that with a little education that do less harm to the environment.
That's right. I mean, the idea behind EcoStore right from the word go is we want to make it easy for you to make a difference. And what happens is that we get a bit overwhelmed, don't we? We think, oh, my God, there's global warming, there's pollution. What can little old I do, you know? Maybe I should just give up, you know? I mean, a lot of people actually feel that way, unfortunately. But our philosophy is if you just change all the very small habits you have every day, things like, you know, washing the dishes, cleaning your clothes, looking after your body, if everyone did that, well, we actually would not have a problem. It's actually up to all of us just to make quite small changes, and we actually have a lot of power.
Well, the key is if I take care of my world, and you take care of your world, you know, all that. If we all do that, we can make a difference.
We can make a huge difference, and the amazing thing, which is great, which goes beyond looking after the planet, is that even 16 years ago, once we started selling our products right throughout New Zealand, we started getting phone calls and we started getting letters, and now, of course, it's emails coming in all the time saying, since changing to your products, I don't sneeze anymore when I clean the house.
Wow.
My rash has disappeared. I used to have eczema on my arm, and it's sort of
I've lost 20
away.
Pounds. I've lost 20 pounds, right?
Huh? No, not usually 20 pounds. But as it turns out, I mean, if these chemicals are not good for the planet, they're not particularly good on humans, particularly if they come in through your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Because we kind of, there's no restrictions on household cleaners because they're saying, well, you're not drinking the stuff, are you?
Right, right.
But as it turns out, if it's coming in through your skin, we've actually got no protection. It can get into your immune system, get into your hormonal system. And if you look at what's happening in modern days, that's where all the problems are. You know, you go to schools and look at all the kids with asthma. They never used to be around, you know.
Right. No, I think you're right about that. So give us the website.
Okay. You come to www.ecostoreusa.com.
EcoStore, ecostoreusa.com. And they can buy your stuff right there, can't they?
They can, and it's in all the Maya stores. We've got an exclusive with Maya stores. There's 175 Maya stores are carrying our household cleaners.
And this is all household products, right? Household cleaning products?
That's
kind of thing?
Household cleaning products and cleaners, yeah, you're right.
Right, all right. Okay, stand by, Malcolm. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Malcolm Rands is our guest. We're talking about being a little more eco-friendly in the products you use and around the house. Try to make less of a negative impact on the environment with the way we behave in our houses and the products that we use. And we're going to be right back. I'm going to get Malcolm to give us some tips after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
I'm alone in the dark.
Little Chicago bringing us back. 23 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for checking it out, for using it to your advantage. You can find my newsletter there, my blog, my knowledge base, the articles, archives, lots and lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. You can see a sample there. We'll send it to you by email every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And my blog is there. And check out the most recent blog post that we've got up there, I think a couple this week. And, of course, you can listen to archives. You can read articles. You can check out our Brain Trust members. Anything under the Small Business Sun, we've got something there for you can read or listen to in anywhere from 5 seconds to 15 minutes. And, by the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm on twitter.com/JimBlassingame. Malcolm Rands is our guest. Malcolm, are you twittering?
You know, I'm just about starting to get into twittering. I don't think I can not twitter any longer somehow.
Have you got a Twitter page? Can they follow you on Twitter?
No, I'm. You know, I don't believe in doing that until I can make sure I can do it every day. So I'm just sort of. I'm just sort of training up.
Well, we'll look forward to finding you and following you on Twitter, Malcolm. By the way, folks, Malcolm is the founder of New Zealand's EcoStore, which the products are available in the United States now in his stores, certain stores, the Maya stores, you say?
That's right, Maya stores right throughout the States, yeah.
And then, of course, EcoStore, ecousa.com. Is that right?
That's correct, Jim.
ecousa.com. Now, your co-founder was your wife, isn't it?
That's correct.
I want to give her top, give her billing here as well. What's her name?
Melanie.
Melanie. So, Melanie, if you're listening in New Zealand, which she very well may, Malcolm, because we're worldwide on the Internet, too, in addition to North American radio. And so she could be listening right now. Melanie, we're giving you a little shout-out there. Good for you. What, give us some tips on how to do a better job of being eco-friendly, Malcolm.
Well, I mean, you're a small businessman, right?
Yes.
So I can do some tips particularly for small businesses because one thing that a lot of people get afraid of these days is what's called an eco audit, which is all about thinking
right.
how green is my business. And sometimes they kind of think, God, I'm going to have to go out and hire this really expensive sort of consultant to come in.
Right.
And I'm saying, no, don't pay an expert. You can do a self one. You can actually start yourself. You don't have to sort of wait until the expert comes along. And because what you want to do is you want to start getting data, which because to measure yourself, you have to know where you start, you know. And
mm-hmm.
then if you know where you start, then you know if you're improving. And so you just have to, you know, yourself and your staff, because this is something great to get all the staff involved in, because once they start understanding it, they'll start taking their own initiatives. So, you know, just start taking inventory of what actually waste you actually do have in your office, you know. Do you really need to print those things? Are you printing on both sides of papers on your printer, you know?
Right.
Are you reusing packaging, envelopes, boxes of materials? And I'll tell you where all small businessmen actually have a lot of power to affect the environment. You know what? It's when they become the customer. And I'm talking about your supply chain. All the vendors who are coming along to sell stuff to you is where you have huge power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I started 16 years ago, I was asking for sort of, you know, recycled paper and plant-based inks on my printing, and everyone was saying, what? Who on earth would want that sort of stuff, you know? But if people don't ask for it, you never get it, you know?
Right.
And the more people that ask their suppliers for green options, then those suppliers, they want to look after you. They'll go out and they'll find them, and then you've got change happening.
Well, you know, Malcolm, the green movement is here. It's gaining momentum, and it's not going to go away. It's going to continue, and I think that's a good thing. There is one thing though that I have to say. And this is a little bit of politics here. The only thing that concerns me about the green movement that we all have to be prepared for is there are some elements who want to take not just the green but the environmental thing so far to actually cause the economy to back up or to hurt the economy. And I think we can slow that down a little bit, take it a little bit slower, and accomplish all this eco-friendly stuff, all the green stuff, all the climate change solutions. I think we can accomplish those things without hurting the economy. What do you think?
Well, you know, I mean, a lot of people are apologetic that, you know, there's too many humans on the planet and we're mucking it up, and I don't believe in that at all. What we've got is just we've got some bad habits, you know.
Yep.
It doesn't mean we can't live a good life. It doesn't mean a lot of things can't happen in life, but we have got some bad habits.
So your position is keep doing what you're doing. Keep living like you're living. Keep making your living the way you're doing it. Just make better choices.
Make better choices, you know. I mean, in the end, with an EcoStore product, you know, you've heard about sustainability, you know, which is a new buzzword, which is keeping
right.
things the same. We want to go a step further. We actually want to talk about remediation, that every time, you know, that you buy an EcoStore product, you actually know you're improving the planet.
Right.
So imagine that if every time you're buying a product, not only instead of knowing you're wasting the planet, you knew
right.
you're improving the planet.
That's a different attitude, isn't it?
It's a completely different attitude, you know. And then suddenly
yeah.
we can come back. We can use our ingenuity. We can use our smarts out there to look
right.
at healing instead of destroying. And then suddenly
right.
we haven't got a problem.
Well said, Malcolm. Thank you for the hard work that you've done on this project. Congratulations on the success of EcoStore, and I hope you'll come back to see us and keep us posted on how things are going.
I'd love to, Jim. I'd love to.
Safe travels back home, by the way.
Thank you.
Malcolm Rands, ladies and gentlemen, RANDS. Website is ecostoreusa.com. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.